This month on Casey Currents, we've been talking to some of Kansas City's most creative couples. It's a series inspired by the work of iconic Mexican artists Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera on display at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Kahlo and Rivera have a famously tempestuous relationship, which sometimes inspired their art. This week's couple met while studying at the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing, China. Chen Yi and Zhou Long were among the first students to be allowed to study Western classical music after the Cultural Revolution. For more than a decade, Chen and Zhou have lived in Kansas City, teaching composition at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. Despite similar backgrounds and influences, their individual voices keep their work distinct. KCUR's Julie Deneche has the story.
So my name is Chen Yi. I'm married to Zhou Long, and Zhou Long is my husband. We both are music composers. We both are professors at UMKC Conservatory, and then we both came from China. Both are very much devoted to the combination of East and West. Still, I could tell the difference from our characteristics. For example, the color. And his music is more delicate. I would say that kind of instrumentation in different groupings that would form different colors that you may tell right away that, that is not Chen Yi. And for me, I have a kind of a big stroke. This kind of a passion and more dramatic shape, or this type also you may tell that is me. So you can still tell different from each of us.
I'm Zhou Long, a composer, and I'm married to Chen Yi. Originally, I came from Beijing. I was born in Beijing. Well, I think the artists who live together, you know, some, especially in the same profession, and I am a very quiet person, but we both have a very strong personality. So we give harsh comments.
We are 60 this year. We got married when we were 30. And so this year, in July, it was absolutely 30 years. I think we have a lot of common language every day talking. When we finish our own work, we always get common from each other. And sometimes we fight.
You know, sometimes if you compose your own work, even this arrow, you can't see it. Because you look at it every day, you don't see it, it's too familiar. So I think the other criticism is very helpful. And for us, you know, the first audience, and we give very direct comment and criticism, and that really help. And sometimes hurt the mood. But as an artist, you know, that's the job, you have to do it.
We train our students. You got to study hard to earn your experience. Little bit by little bit, you cannot jump from here to there. It is a kind of a collection you have to gain patiently.